came down pretty hard, and then towards the end of the game, actually towards the shootout, it ended up stopping. So I mean, it was we got all everything. It was something special.
Ryan, can you talk about the resilience of
yeah.
this group, the bounce back from last night?
Yeah, I mean, especially from bounce back from last night, and then coming down 3-1. I mean, that's the kind of thing. I mean, it's nice. We're a team, so I mean, it's unity. We're all together. So I mean, when we're down, we don't blame each other. We just rise above it with one another. So I think that's what helps us.
What can you say about Casey and what he's been able to accomplish so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Casey since I've been growing up, since I've 10th grade. I played with him for 2-3 years. I mean, I've said it since day one, he's one of the most highly talented kids I've ever seen play the game. So, I mean, for him to come out there on this type of ice, and I mean, with that much snow, and to do that, it's pretty cool to see, watch, especially in his hometown of Buffalo.
And not having Logan Brown, obviously, that adds to, you know, your play that Casey's played.
Yeah, no, yeah, that for sure hurts our team with Brownie out. I mean, hopefully he can come back and be ready to go for the later prelims. But, yeah, I mean, that, like you said, it hurts our team, and I wish Brownie the best.
What kind of challenges did the weather pose for you out there?
I mean, yeah, we just had to simplify our game a little more. I mean, we had to play a more north-south game. And I mean, our defense likes to go east and west, but we had to change that to just get pucks deep and have our forwards beat the other defensemen in their end.
Was it hard getting pucks
deep? Yeah, no one could really ice the puck. I mean, that's how much snow there was, so it was definitely a challenge.
Do you think that, performance against Slovakia, you were looking forward to this game, and, you know, when you play against Canada, it's sort of like a measuring stick of how good your team really is?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, we definitely maybe some of us overlooked it a little bit, even if we didn't say it. I mean, it's tough. We had a weird schedule where we practiced outside and then had Slovakia inside the next day. So, I mean, we're a little unprepared, yes, but, I mean, moving forward, we played good today, and that's what we're going to do, just keep moving forward.
Was it tough on the legs, the short turnaround?
I'm not as bad as I thought it would be. I mean, it's nice having 4 lines, 7D. So I mean, when you're all playing pretty similar amount of time, it's not too bad.
You got a lot of Minnesota kids on this team who have grown up playing outdoors. Do you think that helps? You know, because you know you play on ponds. It's not the most ideal of conditions.
No, yeah. I mean, we grew up playing on ponds. I mean, I actually played an outdoor game my junior year of high school, and it was 35 degrees, so it wasn't even ice. It was just slush that we were playing on. So it can definitely help. But I mean, it's still a challenge for everyone. So it's good that we came out on top.
What do you think about the work of the ice crew today? They really seemed to step up.
Yeah, that was big. I mean, I mean, at the start, I mean, the amount of snow was incredible after each whistle. So I think they did a well job at what they're supposed to do.
Is this a cool moment to share with your collegiate head coach, bring back to St. Cloud with you?
Yeah, it was something special. I mean, he gave me a little head shake after we won. And I mean, he doesn't really treat me different than everyone else, but you kind of feel that mutual feeling of bringing it back to St. Cloud is pretty special.
Is having him as the head coach in the NCAA and then playing for him here make it a little bit easier adjustment? You're used to the kind of style that he plays?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in practices, it's the same way how easy it is in practice. I mean, we do the same types of drills and stuff, so getting up and down the ice makes it a lot easier with him as our coach.
Now, you shuffled around line mates a little bit tonight. You ended up playing with Max Jones at the end of the game. Was that just an easy adjustment, you know, one line to the next and then same play style?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Jonesy, he's a power forward, and that's I mean, the Chuckers the same way. So, I mean, it wasn't a tough adjustment at all. I mean, and all these forwards are great in our team. So, I mean, you're going to battle adversity throughout the game. You just got to stick with it.
What was the attitude in the locker room second intermission there, Ryan?
Coach told us, hey, if you're going to get one, you're going to get two. Just stick with it. So, I mean, that's what we ended up doing. We bought into what he said, and I think that's why we ended up coming up on top.
What does it really say to you for the team that you guys were able to battle back down?
Yeah.
Down
no, it's, I mean, it mean, obviously it means a lot short term right now, but in the long term for this tournament, it shows that, hey, even if we're down late in the actual suicide, I guess, it shows that, hey, we can do this. So, I mean, that's big for ourselves to know that.